Hi, my name is Liam Lucas Mullen.
And my name is Devin Kipp.
Welcome to The Talk. In today's news, Venezuela is still a cluster of really old poop. Brexit is suppressing British democracy no matter which way you vote. Hawaii is haunted again. ISIS has been pushed out of Syria. And France is one trip away from anarchy. Fun.
Now let's talk about the troops sent to Venezuela, specifically the Russian troops that were transported by plane to the South American country of Venezuela. There was about 100 troops and 35 tons of equipment that was unloaded from the two planes.
Venezuela has been in a state of crisis for a while at this point. Moscow has pushed off their newly defined role in the conflict as nothing serious, which is a load of bull if you ask me. You think the U.S. will respond, Devin?
I don't think so, considering the former actions of the U.S. attempting to help Venezuela in a time of need.
Well, that sounds reasonable. I personally do think they will respond in some way. We'll have to wait a bit longer to learn the fate of this socialist country. I can only hope the people living there get what they need and deserve. Next up on the list of events is Brexit.
Brexit stands for the British exit from the European Union. It's pretty worldwidely viewed as a train wreck.
The EU is an organization of states in Europe. Most European countries are a part of this union, excluding Switzerland, many Balkan states formerly part of Yugoslavia, Ukraine, Belarus, Russia, Norway, Turkey, and Iceland. It is an economic alliance of intertrade.
The United Kingdom is currently pursuing a better trade deal, and if they don't get it, they'll leave the union.
They're scheduled to leave on March 29th, 2019, so either the EU gives Britannia a better rule or Britannia's going to rule the waves and surf on out of there.
Next on the agenda, Hawaii is haunted by spooky water ghosts.
In the Hawaiian Islands, creepy underwater murals have been appearing.
No one knows the origin of these murals, leading so many people to accusing extraterrestrials and ghosts of partaking in tricky behavior.
Yikes.
Perhaps.
Okay, then, next up. ISIS has been pushed out of Syria.
Global terrorist group ISIS has lost their last territory in Syria.
This begs the question, will this complicate the Syrian crisis even more, or will it simplify it?
Well, it depends if ISIS fights back to acquire the territory they have lost, if it's even worth the trouble.
That makes sense. ISIS can be an unpredictable entity. It would either push back into the country or move on. As you said, they could just cut their losses.
True.
And now finally, France is freaking silly.
Yes, quite true.
France's protests are getting more and more violent.
Just one more misstep from French government and we could have the French Sixth Republic on our hands.
It does call upon the question, will we be experiencing another French Revolution or is President Emmanuel Macron going to pull his country through this tough time? The answer, probably not. Macron's best choice of action is resigning from the French presidency. He's clearly becoming quite unpopular in the eyes of the people.
So it seems those yellow vesters are sure trouble for Macron.
Anyways, that's about it for today's podcast. We hope you are educated in current events of the world and gained a little insight into the topics we discussed. We encourage you to do your own research into these topics if you have any questions or interests in the topic.
Again, this has been Devin Kipp
and Liam Lucas Mullen
bringing you
The Talk. Hi, my name is Liam Lucas Mullen.
And my name is Devin Kipp.
Welcome to The Talk. In today's news, Venezuela is still a cluster of really old poop. Brexit is suppressing British democracy no matter which way you vote. Hawaii is haunted again. ISIS has been pushed out of Syria. And France is one trip away from anarchy. Fun.
Now let's talk about the troops sent to Venezuela, specifically the Russian troops that were transported by plane to the South American country of Venezuela. There was about 100 troops and 35 tons of equipment that was unloaded from the two planes.
Venezuela has been in a state of crisis for a while at this point. Moscow has pushed off their newly defined role in the conflict as nothing serious, which is a load of bull if you ask me. You think the U.S. will respond, Devin?
I don't think so, considering the former actions of the U.S. attempting to help Venezuela in a time of need.
Well, that sounds reasonable. I personally do think they will respond in some way. We'll have to wait a bit longer to learn the fate of this socialist country. I can only hope the people living there get what they need and deserve. Next up on the list of events is Brexit.
Brexit stands for the British exit from the European Union. It's pretty worldwidely viewed as a train wreck.
The EU is an organization of states in Europe. Most European countries are a part of this union, excluding Switzerland, many Balkan states formerly part of Yugoslavia, Ukraine, Belarus, Russia, Norway, Turkey, and Iceland. It is an economic alliance of intertrade.
The United Kingdom is currently pursuing a better trade deal, and if they don't get it, they'll leave the union.
They're scheduled to leave on March 29th, 2019, so either the EU gives Britannia a better rule, or Britannia's going to rule the waves and surf on out of there.
Next on the agenda, Hawaii is haunted by spooky water ghosts.
In the Hawaiian Islands, creepy underwater murals have been appearing.
No one knows the origin of these murals, leading so many people to accusing extraterrestrials and ghosts of partaking in tricky behavior.
Yikes.
Perhaps.
Okay, then, next up. ISIS has been pushed out of Syria.
Global terrorist group ISIS has lost their last territory in Syria.
This begs the question, will this complicate the Syrian crisis even more, or will it simplify it?
Well, it depends if ISIS fights back to acquire the territory they have lost, if it's even worth the trouble.
That makes sense. ISIS can be an unpredictable entity. It would either push back into the country or move on. As you said, they could just cut their losses.
True.
And now finally, France is freaking silly.
Yes, quite true.
France's protests are getting more and more violent.
Just one more misstep from French government and we could have the French Sixth Republic on our hands.
It does call upon the question, will we be experiencing another French Revolution, or is President Emmanuel Macron going to pull his country through this tough time? The answer, probably not. Macron's best choice of action is resigning from the French presidency. He is clearly becoming quite unpopular in the eyes of the people.
So it seems. Those yellow vesters are sure trouble for Macron.
Anyways, that's about it for today's podcast. We hope you are educated in current events of the world and gained a little insight into the topics we discussed. We encourage you to do your own research into these topics if you have any questions or interests in the topic.
Again, this has been Devin Kipp
and Liam Lucas Mullen
bringing you
The Talk.